Great song. One of the best Disney songs of all time, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
We did best Disney songs of all time on the show as a random question
once.
And I very specifically mentioned a Goofy movie, and it's... I don't give Tevin Campbell enough love for this movie, you know?
Coming up in 1 hour, we'll hand things off to Vern. That's the plan as of right now, depending on the weather. It looks like we'll hand things off to Vern for his on-deck show, Royals Baseball, on the air this afternoon as the Royals try to take 3 of 4 from the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll get to the Royals in a little bit, in about 8 minutes, actually, with what they did last night and General MacArthur now, which I love this. Let's just go all in on that,
big fan
please.
Of that.
And then, unfortunately, Alec Marsh does end up on the IL. Looks like Will Klein getting called up, making his Major League debut at some point today or in the next couple days. With
their
the
bullpen's
injury.
Pretty tax. So yeah. There's a decent chance. Yeah, it's
bullpen's,
today.
Hey, the bullpen's been phenomenal here as of late, to say the least. And the general has been a big part of that. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Oh, I love it. Everybody needs to start embracing that. And it sounds like last night was the first step to the organization from even us in-house in-stadium atmosphere embracing that. We'll explain coming up in a little bit. But it is draft day in Detroit. The Royals are headed to Detroit tomorrow, but it is draft day. In Detroit, the Chiefs picking 32 overall. And if you think about the track record of Brett Veach now, I know go all back to year one till maybe 2 years ago, everybody would mention Breland Speaks. Now seeing the success that Veach has had, and it's a big reason why this dynasty exists and why you're able to trade a guy like Snead and why you're able to still retain some talent and
trade Tyreek,
all of that. What's the next big test? Because we know they're not drafting a quarterback for a very long time. That's settled. They hit on a defensive end in George Karlaftis.
I used to ask the question if they could do that. And even the ones they didn't like hit on, they get quality play out of Dana. They get quality play out of Turk Wharton. Like, I do think he can identify some defensive line talent.
And a wide receiver after a couple underwhelming. Rashee Rice, second round pick, turned out to be the second best rookie wide receiver you could have drafted last year.
I would say that's probably my biggest question still remaining is, can you do that twice? Can you find a wide receiver twice? Because he's taken a lot of bites at the apple at wide receiver. So before we're just like, he's got it figured out. Man's got it nailed. He was kind of batting over. Like, and some of those guys were long shots and some of those were whatever. And some weren't bad picks. They were just okay. And I thought that even for the later picks, John Dorsey did a better job finding those kinds of guys. Rice goes a long way to make me feel confident. My biggest question is probably like, hey, can you find like a number one target for Patrick Mahomes that doesn't require you to keep dipping into the free agency market in order to find one of his premier weapons? That's probably it for me. Because I thought at first maybe it's like, prove to me you can get Hall of Fame talent. Prove to me you can find.
We act like that's just an easy thing to do.
No, I know. But John Dorsey seemed like he was like,
that's
that
good
might
for
have
him.
Been his, yeah. He was bad at a lot of things. The one thing John Dorsey was the best at was finding Hall of Fame talent. Right. He could go out there. And look, even if we just put Mahomes in the 50-50 camp, as in Dorsey is still the man who had to make the pick, but Brett Veach was the guy banging the table for it. That's the case. But McDuffie is one of the best players at his entire position. Creed Humphrey's one of the best players at his entire position. So, like, top-end talent, I do think he's helping find that.
Yeah, like, there's not a single general manager in the NFL where I'm like, man,
it's batting 1,000.
But also, like, you haven't found the Hall of Famer. How could you? Like, especially when you're picking 28 to 32 most years. Like, I'm really not going to hold that against them whatsoever. I actually think knowing that they're picking 28 to 32 most years, they've done a damn good job. And that over the next 5 years, my guess is their average draft position is going to be like 29th. Like, over the next 5 years, a very good chance that that's where it's going to be. And that's based off of the success that they continue to draft at a high level. Drafting depth, you always want the star player. But drafting depth in guys that are contributors that allow you to not have to go overspend for guys that you would like to be able to go through. You know, the position of guard at the right guard. Trey Smith is an above average right guard.
That's a great find.
And that was a middle round pick, and they found him, and now maybe they'll end up finding his replacement at some point in this year's draft, not to play this year, but being ready to have that next guy ready to play in 2025, and that's what they've been so good at. You don't want to have to pay free agent market value for a linebacker or for a center. So you draft Creed Humphrey.
They did that with Anthony Hitchens once, and it stuck.
Yeah, they paid a ton of money. Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, guys that pretty soon you might be paying, but they were for 4 years, essentially, you're getting them at very inexpensive contracts for non-premium positions. You don't want to have to pay non-premium positions through free agency because you're really always going to overpay. So, you would love for them to go find their Justin Jefferson, but
that'd be cool. I am interested in that.
Yeah.
If they can do that, I'll sign up.
I just think when you're picking 28 to 32, it's very challenging. And this is why the Trent McDuffie trade up is so impressive from a couple years ago, because you said it. He's going to be probably the consensus best corner in football by the end of this year. And they were picking late in the draft, but they did trade up to go get McDuffie at pick 21. And I still think that's the limitation. Like we were talking to start the show for tonight. If the Chiefs trade up, I think 21, 22 is about as high as they are going to go. Someone that they think is going 15 is going to have, or 12 or whatever, is going to have to slide to 22. And then maybe we see the trade up. Otherwise, when you're picking 28 to 32, you can find great players. There's always outliers. Heck, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got the big deal yesterday, was a fourth round pick. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but also that's not the norm.
At other positions, it's easier because Puka Nacua was a fifth or sixth last year, right? And the, you know, in Amon-Ra St. Brown a few years ago, and Terry McLaurin was a third. Look, I'll be honest. You find good quality wide receivers late in the draft all the time, which is what they did in a second round in Rashee Rice. His other hit rate at wide receiver has forced him to constantly throw money at free agency. And in my opinion, he's only got a couple more years to hit big at wide receiver so he doesn't have to spin big at wide receiver before, yeah, Kelce eventually is gone and you need a true one. That or you're counting on Rashee Rice to take a big leap forward, which is not out of the question, but also not like, I would still say that's not the most likely outcome in this case. The truth is, very few questions left, man. How many questions can you have left? Like, it sounds nitpicky. Hey, do you think you could find another receiver for me? But this time a little bit better, okay? That one was pretty good. That one was, you know, had a really nice year and they won the Super Bowl, but a little better, if you don't mind.
Yeah, like,
and then at Hall of Fame talent, he might actually have that in Creed Humphrey and Trent McDuffie, who by league standards are considered the number one players at their position in the entire NFL. So am I really, could you get just one more?
Someone agreed with you on the text line. And he said he's been GM long enough to have drafted a Hall of Fame player. I just think that's completely unfair. I'm sorry. Like that is wild to me that is a thought. Yes, you would love to have Hall of Fame players. One, we don't know if he did draft a Hall of Fame player. There's two that have a chance, maybe.
Those two, I would say. Yeah.
But this notion of like, oh, you know, you've been, how come you haven't drafted a Hall of Famer? Says the fan of a team that's won three Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
It's also easier when like John Dorsey was picking like Eric Berry fifth, you know, and I get it. He got Travis Kelce in the third. He got, you know, like, and again, I still think you could put Mahomes kind of in both camps. Like I definitely think
what you need. You don't need to draft Hall of Famers. You need to draft guys that are starters that you want to give second contracts to, you know, that have a chance to be the best of their position. It doesn't mean they have to go on to have Hall of Fame careers.
But Dorsey took Jones, Kelce,
I understand,
Mahomes. Like, I mean, he's just got like stacks of them.
But he also
part of it is just like he also blew the contract.
Yes.
Of 1,000 players and couldn't keep those guys together. And so like I definitely understand there's more than one side of that coin. And I would make the argument, the first year I think you always throw away for any GM. Like, I would tell you right now, I did like an Excel spreadsheet breakdown of this once at a former place I worked. First year drafts for new NFL GMs, they're bad at it. They are not good at their job. It is very rare. They don't know what they're doing. They make a lot of, not draft day bad mistakes. They're like the rookie GM in the movie, but they're bad. They don't know what the hell they're doing and they make mistakes. I do think that it's hard because, like, he hasn't taken Hall of Famers. But think how many, like, all pro or pro bowl caliber guys, whatever, right? Like, Snead or Creed Humphrey or Nick Bolton's going to be a Pro Bowler multiple times. Right. Or Karloftis and McDuffie. Like, his hit rate's getting pretty good. I'm not going to be overly picky on that yet. I'm just saying, like, that'd be maybe, if you're nitpicking, golden question you'd ask.
Yeah, I just laugh. It's just wild to me. Like, how dare he not draft a Hall of Fame
Super
wide receiver?
He's been the general manager.
Yeah, it's consistent draft success. I think he has found his zone over the last couple of years too, and he's done it.
No one's better getting back.
When Ryan Poles left to Chicago, you know, naturally you're like, okay. When you know Brant Taylor just left, when you start having guys leave your front office, you're wondering, all right, is stuff sustainable? What we have found is no. He knows what the hell he's doing. Obviously, even they have somebody else that is able to come up through the organization and work alongside Brett Veach. He's got. I don't want to say he's. You know, going to continue at the exact same hit rate as he was a couple years ago. That's a lot to ask. But right now, he's found his zone. He's found how to navigate this, especially as he's gotten more practice, frankly, picking at the back end of the first round. Not every GM can have success there. Like, some GMs will not last if they're always picking, obviously, in the top 10. But point being, if you're picking 15th and you're just kind of hovering around average, one, it's a terrible spot to be in. But from a draft perspective, you can trade up, you can trade down. There's way more flexibility. You have a good idea of the, you might be able to get the number three wide receiver in the draft on a consistent basis. At 32, you've got to do some wheeling and dealing. You got to make sure you're evaluating in a strong way. And we know the draft success that they've had, even after last year. Rashee Rice, Felix, the case is still out. We'll find out from him. You know, Nick Jones, people were high on. He was a seventh round pick. Maybe he ends up making the team this year and actually contributes at corner.
Yeah, you I don't think there's been a GM better in the league in the last 20 years at drafting rounds 4 through 7.
I mean, Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco. 2 seventh rounders that have come up with big time plays and moments for this football team. Pacheco's been your starting running back on 2 Super Bowl teams.
You mentioned Trey earlier. There's just a million of those.
All right, let's talk a little Royals baseball, then we'll get back to the draft. It is draft day, but the Royals found a way to win again last night, a chance to get 3 of 4 against the Blue Jays.
I thought they were going to lose that one after they had the bases loaded and one out and didn't score another run.
Real quick, injury wise, when we can get to the positive stuff, obviously it sucks. Alec Marsh's been pitching really well, going to go on the IL. Hopefully it's a short stint. They reportedly nothing broken, but man, oh man, you take a 100-mile-per-hour ball off the forearm, that's going to cause some problems for you. So he had been fantastic. They had won all 5 of his outings, I think. He didn't get the win at all 5, but they won all 5 of his outings.
5-0.
Yeah, and so he's pitched really well and was trending to giving him a really good out. He was only at 60-something pitches, I think, when he got hit from that line
67,
drive.
67, yeah. So it is not – it's a tough loss. More than you would normally think for a fifth starter. You normally call those guys kind of semi-interchangeable in a way, Gold, where you're like, eh, whatever. He's the fifth starter. Another guy will come up and be the fifth starter, and they'll have success. But because they're 5-0 in his starts, and in that start in particular, he was absolutely dealing. It's tough. It's tough to lose Marsh. But you and I are probably both hoping the same thing. Hopefully it's just 10 days, you know? He took a forearm contusion. It didn't break. I think they got to feel really lucky he didn't break his arm. And then you call up Jonathan Boland to make a couple of starts and hope that you can kind of make things work. In the meantime, like you said, Klein will come up. He'll probably pitch into the bullpen over the next 3 or 4 days. And when his spot comes back up in the rotation, they'll call up Boland or Daniel. And Daniel's been really bad in AAA so far this year. Boland's been much better. So my guess is that it'd be him, but they've got options.
But we got ourselves a closer. You see that last night, General MacArthur?
I did.
He's got his own walk-in
music. They
flickered
the lights and the whole thing.
It's been a while since the Royals had someone come out from the bullpen.
The Mexicutioner? He eventually did not.
He didn't like that nickname. I think Herrera might have been the last pitcher or last closer that actually had some sort of intro.
Intro-y.
But obviously, Soria, Welcome to the Jungle, all-timer.
I don't remember if they had like a standard like light flickering intro for like Wade Davis. I think he just like came out.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just a cyborg, you know. I mean, it's just that was his thing to begin with. But no, I love this. They got themselves a closer, man. 2 nights, 2 saves, 9 outs, no runs. He's got his own intro now. You got him getting doused with like coffee or something from Bobby Witt Jr.
I'm not sure what it was.
It was
yeah.
like coffee.
Weird
or colored
liquid.
And the general nickname is phenomenal. I think everybody has to buy into this. This we have to go all in on General
yeah,
MacArthur.
We got to lean in. It's fun. And you know what? I got to be honest. You mentioned Wade Davis. The thing I like in a closer is like you almost seem so bored with any of this that you don't want to take part of it. Like he seemed like he was negotiating like, I don't want the splash. Don't do it. I'm not interested. I want to just live my life every day, nondescriptly, without doing this. But for them to like have an actual intro,
do you like it?
White
horse, get it? White
nickname.
Horse. You know, he's riding in on his horse. Cloud of dust. I think it fits.
I like the imagery. The song doesn't do anything.
You don't
me.
Like country, though, right?
For the most part, no.
Chris Stapleton. It's a very popular song.
Is it?
White
I've never
horse.
Heard this song.
It's a very popular song. Yeah.
But I don't listen. Again, I don't listen to country very often, so it's not. I had never heard this song until last
Look,
night.
It's not Edwin Diaz and the trumpet playing live, okay?
I kind of want something a little more juicy, like... I kind of want something a little more energetic, but this fits
the General
vibe.
MacArthur, White Horse.
I know, but I kind of want them to just play like... I want them to play like a battleground bugle or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, am I the only one who wants like a bugle playing or something if he's General MacArthur?
They could have it with him.
Yeah, I want it to sound like old-timey, like...
He runs out with the flag, you know?
Old-timey war stuff. Yeah, runs out with the flag. Can we get something up near the Royals Hall of Fame, like the Pasquatch?
Can we get an actual white horse for him to ride out on?
Oh, my. Or the bullpen cart back, and then just dress it up like a white horse, either way.
I feel like that would be a little bit too, I guess, not cocky, but, like, too much showmanship, if you will. If they really... Because if he rides out on a white horse and then he gets hit around...
That's just part of the risk you got to take. Sports are about showmanship. Mm-hmm.
It would be an epic moment.
Do you think, like, what do you think? Edwin Diaz never got one time? Come on. True. You think, like, even Mariano Rivera, who's the best closer in Major League Baseball history, what do you think? Nobody ever got him just because they played Inter Sandman as he walked in the building?
God, if they made it a thing for him to ride out on a horse every single time,
that would be awesome. The most ridiculous. First, I just don't think Major League Baseball would approve that.
Probably not.
I don't think you're allowed to bring a horse out on the field. But I don't know for sure. I'm just saying I don't think you can.
It's a great development, though. They got themselves a closer. Will Smith was given the first opportunity.
Here's the next stage. You're right. They do have a closer, and he's great. You say you want to lean all in. What is the item we should all be wearing at the game to honor? Like, somebody suggests, like, do we all get corncob pipes? You know? Like, what are we all bringing
cowboy
to the
hats,
game?
I mean, something like that.
I think there's a section in the outfield. It's like they dress up like it's like the generals or something.
Like, right. Yeah. We're all wearing, like, with the brass buttons. Uh-huh. We're wearing, like, peacock. Uh-huh. Like, I think behind the bullpen with MacArthur, we should plan a game as a show to go out and all dress like old-timey generals. I don't know if we got to go to, like, a costume
outfield
shop.
Outfield section.
Mm-hmm. And rent one and get a corncob pipe. One of those old-timey, like, generals with the big brass buttons. And we all dress up for General MacArthur.
Yeah, the seats right above the bullpen. That's going to be the first, like, four rows right above the bullpen now become the generals. I don't know. Someone come up with a better name for it. The general section, the MacArthur section or something.
We're his infantry.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you kidding me? He's General MacArthur, and we're his infantry.
Perfect.
We're here for him.
Yeah, infantry, troops, whatever you want to do. Works. Yeah, I think everybody needs to buy in the fact that we got ourselves a closer.
I think we need to get a group of people out there. Who's interested? 913-586-7610. I want to know. I think we all just get...
That would be a lot. I think it would be a lot of fun.
I think
of course.
Where can we rent a costume like that? Or you think I can just get a really cheap one like we got you that Nutcracker one off of Amazon?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure we can find one online, yeah. There's a historical figure... 3D printed. That's like a sweatshirt that looks like a...
Sweatshirt?
It's a sweatshirt that looks like...
It's going to be summer.
I know, we can't go with that. We can find... quick little Google search here. There's a couple.
If we're in all fairness,
U.S. Army general outfit. There's a couple.
If we're dressing up like generals, it's going to be hot regardless.
True.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want a sweater.
Oh, here you go. Someone smart like this is just a no-brainer. They're like, guys, it's just general admission. General admission.
I mean, that's also good, but I kind of like calling us as infantry. You know,
general's quarters, the general's gallery. Someone says we should hire a General MacArthur impersonator for the game and just have someone that actually looks like just that's what they do. MacArthur's
Army.
Could
just be, rather than being the full costumes, couldn't it just be this hat?
Yeah.
Couldn't we all just be wearing this hat? The one with the little like tassels on it?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good suggestions. Someone said we call it the barracks. Like we can make this happen.
The barracks also strong.
I think we can work with the Royals on this too. We got to come up with something. This is going to be the closer for what hopefully is a great summer in Kansas City. They got themselves a closer and the team is already all in. It sounds like the players with the general. So General MacArthur it is. And
you need to have the whole buy-in.
We got the song and everything.
47 years ago, there was a man.
Dude, we can totally.
Whose troops would die for him. His name was General MacArthur.
I want to keep taking suggestions. Is it, do we go barracks? Is it where the infantry? There's other suggestions out here. I'm open. Like
MacArthur's.
General's quarters.
MacArthur's armory.
Quarters is good. Like, it's not bad.
MacArthur army. There's a lot of opportunities here.
Okay. Just, I'll keep taking suggestions, and I want to know if you're interested in coming to the game if we're all going to. Because, like, it's not fun if it's just me, Alex, and Drew.
We got to make sure we pick. We gotta,
I want like 40 people out there dressed like this.
We got to do it on a day.
I want to buy up a whole section.
We got to do it on a day, though, where we know he's had a couple days rest and that he's even an option to pitch. Like,
that's
tricky
just a risk
part.
We're going to have to take.
Because the best thing is, of course, if he actually pitches that night.
Risk we have to take is that we can't like buy him that. We got to plan this thing out a couple of weeks in advance.
I know.
We just have to hope he didn't pitch. We'll have to ask Q to like maybe
we'll have Bob and
could
Josh
he take the day off the day before, you know?
Someone says, this is a good Sunday afternoon game and the seats we get are right by the bullpen. Someone said behind home plate. No. I think you got to go by the bullpen. You got to have
the
seats are right above the bullpen. So,
it was like Gordo's section back when they were doing like the seats out there for Alex Gordon. You do it near the person.
Someone said that it could be called the ninth infantry as in ninth inning.
That's actually not terrible either. There's a lot of
someone says the foxhole.
There's a lot we can do here. This is why the nickname that I will mention. I think Bobby called him. It was Joel during the interview last night. The general
MacArthur's militia. I like that one.
Yeah, we're good. Even if Cody's not on board with the song, which I'm surprised you're not on board with the song. How dare
I like
you?
The
you know,
imagery.
A multiple Grammy award winning singer not on board for someone that sings on this show and not a fan of his of Chris Stapleton's work.
Someone says you almost have to get those general costumes and then sew his number on the back. Like get one of those cheap Amazon costumes.
Fake mustaches.
And then put his number on the back.
Just get fake mustaches.
Ninth Infantry is pretty good.
It is.
Ninth Infantry, is that not the winner? Like I've seen it on Twitch from Death Noise on the Ninth Infantry, that pretty good.
Well, let's workshop this over the next couple of days and hope by the next homestand, whenever the next homestand is or so, maybe we can make something happen. I haven't looked at the Royal schedule.
I think we could make this work.
Royals' next home game, we could Sunday, May, well, it's part of the series, but Sunday, May 5th against the Rangers, you know, Sunday afternoon or Saturday, May 4th. May 4th, that's Star Wars night. I get a little confusing. We got Generals and we got Star Wars.
No, we don't want to mix in with that.
No,
that's
when
our own thing stands.
Sunday, May 5th, okay? They're playing the Rangers. Maybe that's the day we try to set something up.
Okay. We're going to workshop this.
That might be too soon. We can figure it out, though.
We're going to need people.
Trifold hats, all of it.
I am all into that. It'd be great.
Just so many choices. It's endless.
Love it. Love it.
I'm gonna have to get into it, I guess.
You're gonna have to get on board, man.
The imagery works. The white horse, all that stuff, it's fine. I'm just saying, you know, it's the song's okay.
All right, up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour, as it's our final half hour of the show today before we head things off to Vern and our final thoughts on how the draft is playing out for the Chiefs tonight.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
I did laugh a little bit during the break, though. I saw there's an article from Mail Online, and the article itself is what it is, but the fact that a Chiefs player responded to is what got me to chuckle. So there was an article from Daily Mail that said Tyreek Hill has confirmed that he has 10 children in a recent interview.
10?
That's from Mail Online.
Jeez.
He's had 4 children, according to the article, in the past year. And Willie Gay Jr. just responded, former Chief now, Willie Gay Jr. responded, all caps, damn!
10 in a year?
No.
Oh, I
thought. 4 in a year.
4 in a year's a lot, dude.
4.
4 in a year's a lot.
10 in a year is just...
Okay, okay, so he's not retiring at the end of this contract.
Well, that's why he needed to go to Miami, Cody.
Need every damn penny of that contract.
Cody, that's why he had to get traded to Miami, man. $27 million a year wasn't going to be good enough.
Just real quick. Has Tyreek Hill heard of an invention called condoms?
Have an endorsement from Trojan, no.
Is he aware that those exist?
Well.
10 kids, 4 in the last year.
He's about to have his own offense. He can go up against the Rivers and the Cromarties. They'll have their own little league going here pretty soon.
4 kids in the last year. I mean, what is your monthly child support payment? Like, I'm dead serious. What is your monthly child support payments total up to if you're Tyreek Hill? What's it, half a game check?
I mean
it's got to be a huge chunk of your money.
I'm only partially joking about why that, you know, taking 26 or 27 million from the Chiefs wasn't going to be good enough and he needed the 30. Partially joking.
I might have to take it somewhat serious.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's just like, I mean, oh God, so many kids.
How old is he? 20,
30, 29,
30.
Someone says he's clearly got a latex allergy. That's what it is. Yep. Other alternatives, I think.
Man, it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just too many kids, man. At least, you know,
10.
How many different women do we assume?
I think
at least 4 different women this year, because obviously if they're all born in the same year, geez.
I think the article made it sound like it might have been at least 7 or 8 different women. So. I don't know.
Okay.
That's just from Mail Online.
There's a certain part of his game that's not very good, evidently.
Okay.
What would that be, Drew?
Noted.
Well. Not pushing.
Pushing?
No, not pushing.
Well, never mind.
Another good option, by the way, on the text line from the James MacArthur thing. 66th Battalion? How do you feel about that?
That
number 66?
He is number 66. If you're just tuning in, we said that now that we've got ourselves a closer here in Kansas City and James MacArthur and the team, they're already calling him the General. We're gonna have our own General MacArthur section out at the K at some point.
I like
we're
Battalion. Make that happen.
66th Battalion, number 66.
Battalion's a good, that's a...
We dress up like generals. And the text line, we have a lot of historians on the text line. Look, we're just trying to lean in the general part. We don't need to have the exact same outfit that General MacArthur wore in during World War II.
He's a different General MacArthur. He doesn't have to be a World War II. He can be a Civil War general.
Yeah, we're good. But the point is general, okay? We're just going with the general theme, since that's the nickname that Bobby and others were calling him.
I like the general cowboy hat. I just like the look of that one the best. I'm going to be honest with you. Of that, I'm now choosing it based off of the costume I enjoy the most, not the historical accuracy. I'm just going to say.
That's right. That's right. We'll have more details on that.
Do you have 10 kids that I need to know about?
Are you kidding me? 10 kids. 10 kids.
Man, just ask him, man.
At least he's got the money to support them, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only maybe bright side there. Talking about Tyreek Hill, by the way.
Yeah.
We're jumping around a little bit here. We'll make sure everybody's on board.
Let's get back into the draft. How about that?
Let's do that. How do you think tonight's going? We mentioned it sounds like we all believe that they ultimately are going to take a pick tonight, that they're not trading back.
Yes.
Yes. I think that they want, same thing applies. I think they would like to either trade up or trade back. 32 is kind of no man's land a little bit, where the talent, because somebody the Chiefs have on their board probably will fall to 20. That's just normally how it works, right? Your top 20 draft board is a lot different than everyone else's top 20 draft board. So by the pick time 21, 20, 22 comes around, normally one guy you still like better than the rest of them is on the board and available to you. But you then still have to find a trade partner. If you're the Chiefs, overpay in order to get to that position and hope that guy doesn't go in the one or two picks before you go to get to 23, 4, whatever. At 32, typically you're like, screw it. There are probably 10 guys I'd take here. Can I go back? And the Chiefs have not been willing to go that far back. They don't want to risk not getting some level of top-end talent. And so I think they're kind of stuck in no man's land. I think they're taking a wide receiver at 32. If you made me guess, that's what it is. I'm fine with tackle. I'm fine with defensive line. I think they'll take a wide receiver. Outside of those three positions, odds are I'd be a little disappointed. I wouldn't be, I'm not going to come here and bury them if they take a corner at 32 tomorrow, even though I don't think they are. Obviously, I would if they took a running back or a linebacker or those, but I don't think that's in the cards. But I mean, the positions I think they're most likely to take are those three, and I think after all said and done, the most talent's going to be a wide receiver at 32.
If they stay at 32, wide receiver and corner, I actually think are the two most likely. If they just flat out stay, seeing where things are trending, and it's just based off of some of the reporting about teams and whether it's a smokescreen or not, and the tackles that could go off the board and teams feel like they have to trade up. I want them to take a left tackle. I've been pretty consistent on that. I just don't know if they can do that unless they trade up. And so they can definitely trade up. It's just that is challenging. You got to find, of course, a trade partner. We know that was an issue a year ago. So that's what I would prefer them to do. I think that's an option. But if you're saying, hey, they're sticking at their spot at 32, what's most likely? I think wide receiver and then corner might end up being the next most likely. And we were discussing this, that after all the speculation about offensive tackle and wide receiver, do they just flat out say, you know what? The third best corner available in the draft is actually there. They just take Legarius Sneed's replacement. And people might be a little bummed out by that, but in a year or so, or in December, when they've got a 1-2 punch at corner again and one's a rookie, everybody will be happy and nobody will care. And then they can draft that that defensive lineman or wide receiver in the second round. But I think by the time we get to Saturday, as in through the first couple of rounds, I would be stunned if they don't at least have one wide receiver and corner taken. I really would.
No, I think that corner, I don't think is off their board. Like Pete had said, in Nate Taylor, that's definitely a need. There's a reason why Watson and Williams didn't trade off on the job. It's because one guy hasn't just taken the job, right? It's not just Watson's job or Williams' job, but also that's being a bit disingenuous at the position because Watson couldn't just take the job away. He was having a torn labrum the entire year. I think the job was Watson from the beginning, Jalen Watson's. He was ahead of Williams his entire rookie year, and I think that considering health, he would be ahead of Williams again. I think he is their most likely number two corner. I'm not saying they wouldn't take one. I just don't want a 32. I also think that they're trying to convince too many teams they're taking a corner at 32 to not think that they have to jump ahead of the Chiefs for wide receiver, to not think they have to jump ahead of the Chiefs for offensive tackle, because that's the whole other game, Gold. How many people told Daniel Jeremiah they think they have to trade up to get a tackle? Five teams, six teams? All the teams that said that are probably teams who actually want wide receiver. They want you trading up for something else. Oh, man. I guess we probably should get one more mock draft sounder before the draft, huh?
One final one from your guy, Daniel Jeremiah. Cody, I do want to ask.
This is my exact 1 through 32 when I fill out the form at the landing.
I was going to say, it seems like this is how you think the draft is going
to
go.
I need to hear it, to be sure. Can we, like, speed through and maybe give more of his picks?
Oh, sure.
At least, you know, like, I want more of his picks as the final mock draft sounder. Let me know who I'm picking tonight at the landing. I'd like to just go directly off of his, but if he's got, like, Bo Nix in the first round, then I'm going to change.
Fly through this thing. He does have Bo Nix in the first round.
Damn it.
And there are there's multiple trades, by the way. Six quarterbacks going in the first 22 picks.
Yeah, I can see that.
The Chiefs, will start out with them real quick first, though. A.D. Mitchell, he's got them taking at 32, not trading up to get him. So he thinks A.D. Mitchell slides to the Chiefs at 32.
So he's on the board at 32?
I mean, who would argue with that? How can we come in here tomorrow and be upset if they got A.D. Mitchell at 32?
There's very few things they could do tonight that anybody should be upset about. They could trade out of the first round. You'll be disappointed. You shouldn't be upset. That actually might be a prudent move. If they draft a corner, it's not the sexy wide receiver position, but they draft a corner.
It's not the position I want, but yes.
Yeah, there's nothing they can really do tonight in the draft where that you can just flat out be like, ah, how could they?
I mean, unless they took like a running back.
They're not taking a running back in the first round tonight. That would just be insane.
But they took a guard 32nd.
I wouldn't like it, but like as far as like disappointed, but like there's their Trey Smith replacement. They don't have to pay him.
He does not have the Chargers trading out of 5, and he has Joel as the second offensive tackle. Here we go. We'll go through it. Kayla Williams, 1. Jaden Daniels, 2. Drake May at 3 to the Patriots. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals at 4. J.C. Latham at 5.
That's been the new movement, right? His odds at going higher as the first offensive lineman have shot way up.
Mm-hmm. Giants do not take a quarterback. They take Malik Nabers at 6. Joe Alt, 7. Dallas Turner to the Falcons. Fashanu, the tight end or the offensive tackle from Penn State to the Bears at 9. Roma Dunze to the Jets at 10. J.J. McCarthy at 11 to the Vikings straight up. They don't even have to trade.
They would love that.
I'm sure they'd be hyped.
Then there's a trade. The Broncos trade back. The Eagles trade up to draft Talese Fuaga from Oregon State at 12.
They need more offensive linemen.
Penix Jr. to the Raiders at 13.
Okay.
Then it goes.
You're going to have to root against him, Gold. I know you like him as a guy, but he's going to be wearing that silver and black, and you're just going to have to root against him.
That'll be easy to do.
Troy Fatanu to the Raiders to the Saints at 14. Brock Bowers to the Colts at 15. Terrion Arnold, corner from Bama to the Seahawks. Quinion Mitchell to the Jags. Byron Murphy to the Bengals. Amarius Mims, the
How long until Byron Murphy wants to be traded out of Cincy once he gets drafted? Like, is it tomorrow or is it a couple months from now? Or
right after he gets tagged.
Fair, yeah. So a couple years.
I was going to say give it 3 years or 4 years, and then he'll... I'm sure he'll be next on the list. Amarius Mims goes to Washington, who trades up with the Rams in this case.
Is Mims going that high? I thought his whole body's in shambles.
He just hasn't played a lot. He can't stay healthy.
Him and Tyler Guyton are very sketchy, but they've got a lot of high potential. That's why. They have Tyler Guyton going 20
so
to the
I'm
Steelers.
Fine with drafting potential even at pick 32, but I'm not trading up to 19 to get a guy. Like that was Pete Schrager had him trading up to get Mims.
Johnny Newton goes 21, Cody, to the Dolphins.
I like him, too. They're taking a defensive lineman. That's my guy.
And then, as you would suspect, the Eagles traded up with the Broncos to get to 12. Broncos at 22. Bo Nix goes there.
And there's your sixth quarterback.
That is your sixth quarterback. And then Cooper DeJean, for some others, goes 25. Kool-Aid goes 29 to the Lions.
Who do the Bills take, then?
Brian Thomas Jr. at 28. So
I told you the injury stuff is very real with a lot of these teams. Jeremiah is one of the people who reported like 5 or more teams have injury concerns with
him. I think that's why he has him falling.
If he's at 28, I might take a risk. I don't care.
There'll be somebody tonight, and we're like through the first 9 picks, or let's say first 11, and seemingly is falling, and then you'll start to see Schefter or whoever tweet out like, I'm starting to hear there's some red flag injury concerns on blank player. And the next thing you know, we're sitting there. He's still there at 18. I don't know who that player is going to be. Maybe it is Thomas Cody, but there will be one or two players like that where we're like, how the heck is he's still on the board at 15? And then you'll start to see stuff leak out that didn't leak out a day or two ago. And it's like, oh, yeah, teams are actually really concerned about his injury stuff. And all of a sudden he falls to late first or falls into the second round. Not him, but just somebody.
Somebody. Well, and that's, I told you, it's already started a little bit with Brian Thomas Jr. Doesn't mean it'll hold, but it's already started with him. That's the other one where, like, I don't know where Mims is going. Because how many teams view the fact that he started, like, 4 games in all of college actually view versus, oh my God, what if we get the best left tackle available? Because, like, people think that if he stays healthy, he is a day one starter at left tackle. And if you think that, and you can get that at 25 or 20, that's a rare case you can get that guy at 20.
Where did someone was asked on the text line, since Bowers is not going to the Jets, where did they have him going in this?
Nine,
Colts at 15.
Oh, Colts at 15. So he slipped too.
So he slid a little, six spots or five spots, depending on. Again, it's so funny. It's like, did he really slide, or is that where teams thought he would
in
go?
Fairness, you know? He was projected as kind of like a top 10 guy for a huge chunk of 2 years.
He's been in that range, though, to 15, where the Colts. I don't see him getting past the Colts at 15, I guess.
Anthony Richardson, Michael Pittman Jr., Brock Bowers.
Get your next Dallas Clark, you know, your next elite tight end.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense for them. If you've got Anthony Richardson, and there were people who loved what they saw out of Anthony Richardson before he got hurt last year. So, I mean, you do kind of like, if you spent that kind of premium pick, you do kind of just.
There was a comp for Bowers I thought actually was really good, and it was Shannon Sharp. In terms of speed, size, ability to just completely break a game open.
I think people probably sign up for that.
Somebody said they hope Bowers goes to Cincy. Hey, you know what? That would be great. The thing about the Bengals and Bowers is so interesting to me because I'll be honest, they sucked so bad last year on defense. I would almost them rather take Byron Murphy or Johnny Newton than Brock Bowers.
Wow.
Dead serious. Because
you can't just be really bad on one side of the
football. They gave up 6.5 yards per play last year. They were horrendously terrible, particularly on the defensive line. I would almost them rather skip on Bowers.
Maybe that's why Lou Anarumo wasn't getting any head coaching.
Yeah, that went away quickly.
That got quiet in a hurry. Yeah, that's the difference between it.
Someone said, is there any chance Kay Williams slides to 2 or 3 of the Bears?
No, 0%.
No. Kay Williams is going number one overall.
That would be crazy.
He's minus $1 trillion. It doesn't matter.
The only slight chance of something crazy happening is if the Commanders don't pick Jaden Daniels and suddenly they go with J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, and then that throws a wrinkle and everything else. But Caleb Williams is going number one overall.
It certainly seems like the way the draft plays out kind of hinges on where J.J. McCarthy goes, or when he goes, I guess. Not necessarily where, but if he goes 4, that opens up a little bit more of the draft, where if he's drafted at 11 even, I think it doesn't – there's not as much action going on.
Let's take our guesses. Where do you think Caleb Williams, let's lock that in.
Yep. He's going to
Chicago.
Do
we all think Jaden Daniels 4?
I do
too.
Yes.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to the Commanders.
I think Drake May 3 to the Patriots.
Yep. Agreed.
I think J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings.
Well, I think four is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm just talking just the quarterbacks.
And then see 5.
With teams?
Yeah.
Let's line up with the Vikings.
So 5 is interesting. So see if you guys agree with this. So every mock draft now has switched to J.C. Latham or whatever going to the Chargers. I think here's why, and I think it's intentional why the Chargers are leaking out that, maybe they like him better than Joe Alt, because they know they're not going to get Joe Alt, as in they're going to trade the 5th pick to a team to get a quarterback. That means they'll fall behind the Titans. The Titans will draft Joe Alt. Then Latham will be the guy the only guy that can get an offensive line at pick 10 or 11 or something like that. And so they're making it seem like Latham was the guy they wanted all along already, knowing that they're trading the 5th pick, so they won't be able to get Joe Alt because the Titans are picking all at 7. That's my theory, but
I don't think that's way up. I do not think the Chargers are picking at 5. Who do you think drafts Penix?
Raiders.
Yep, I agree. Raiders.
I can tell you tonight at the landing, you guys can fill out your form. My form, that I can't win the prize, but my form will have Penix in one way or another ending up with the Raiders.
Bo Nix
going to the Broncos.
So you think two quarterbacks?
I think six are going in the first round. Again, a reminder, go to 610sports.com. And you can fill out that draft form. We will have some on site tonight at the landing in Liberty, but you have to turn it in before.
Have you guys already filled yours out?
No.
Okay. I have not either.
I'm just going to go on Jeremiah's, except for I'm just going to kick Bo Nix out. I'm going to put somebody else in.
Yeah.
It'll be 31 out of 32.
Same trades as well? Are you literally going to copy his draft board?
Correct. Except for Bo Nix.
He's
going
to change that one.
I think Bo Nix is going in the second round. I'm telling you right now. So of all the, like, we do these, like, they do those analysis of, like, who's the most accurate in mock drafts, and you've talked about this. Daniel Jeremiah is actually one of the better ones.
Yes.
Historically, the most overdrafted mock draft quarterback, every time.
Yeah.
They always have him way too high in the draft. That's why, like, you know.
But for all contests
J.J. McCarthy
tonight.
11. No, you
for
just
our contests tonight, it doesn't matter when.
Sure does.
The Raiders may not end up trading up and getting him, but if they end up with Penix and you write on your sheet Penix, well. You get a couple points for that. So we hope to see you guys tonight at the landing in Liberty. Bink and Chris start their show at 6. Hopefully the weather and Royals cooperate with us for that. As of right now, things are on schedule. We're going to hand things off to Vern for his on-deck show. He'll get you set as the Royals try to take 3 of 4 from the Blue Jays.